The New Play Festival this weekend features 10 plays written by Kalamazoo playwrights. WMUK's Lorraine Caron has more.
I doubt that very many towns this size have so many talented playwrights.
That's playwright Arnie Johnston. He says Kalamazoo has a tradition of nurturing its dramatists.
It's very unusual, this town. I was fortunate, as you probably know, to hire Steve Pfeffer to sort of replace me as playwright in residence in the English department. And he and the theater department at Western had done a great deal to foster new plays on campus. And Theater Kalamazoo is now, you know, for the last couple of years, on board with Playfest, so that all the theaters in Kalamazoo are taking part.
Theater Kalamazoo is a nonprofit collaboration between all the live theaters in town. The group's goal is to make theater more accessible to the public. The festival features new plays by local playwrights performed and directed as staged readings. WMU professor of playwriting Steve Pfeffer is co-producing the festival with Kalamazoo College professor and director of theater Ed Menta.
Every time we do this festival, at the end of every performance, we have a talk back with the audience and the playwright, and really concentrate on the play, not the production. And Steve always leads that, and I may say a thing or two, but Steve is just so good at that, of getting the audience to talk about what they saw in the play.
Here's your walkway, yay! And we're walking, and we're walking, and we're backstage. Here's your slit and your curtain.
Excellent, right? I use that.
At rehearsal Tuesday evening, New Play Festival stage manager Jamie Bray led actors and directors from Western's University Theater, the New Vic, and Fancy Pants Theater on a quick tour of the Epic Theater. The orientation is necessary because the Epic is an unfamiliar space for many of them to work in. Deb Coppers has been acting at Kalamazoo's New Vic Theater for decades. She says the new Play Fest is an actor's delight.
It's exciting because you don't know, you know, what you're getting right away, and you delve yourself into it, and so, yeah, it's always special.
Let's do this.
Are we good?
Coppers and fellow New Vic Theater professional Wes Garman perform Saturday night in an Arnie Johnston and Deb Percy play about the onset of Alzheimer's called Steering into the Skid.
It takes place over a year, and each little vignette is 1 month. And it goes through the entire year, and as you can see it, there's little signs, especially at the beginning, that show the progression of the disease coming on.
The set is minimal, with the two actors sitting side by side on cubes, representing a 60-something married couple in their car.
It's really snowing. Be careful.
I am being
Tim,
careful.
Here's the street. You're here.
Look, I know. I saw it. You startled me. I could have gone into a skid.
You almost missed it, Buster.
Happy New Year.
Each short scene is announced March. With the name of the next month. January leads into February, then March.
Meticulous as always.
Now we should have stayed in Florida for another month.
Start the engine.
I'll start you.
We live in hope.
And as much fun as reading a new play is for the actors, Garman says it is especially beneficial for the writers.
They get a chance not only to hear and see the movements on stage, but actually they conduct a question and answer period afterwards, so they actually get a chance to field some questions about it.
The third annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival presents 2 one-act plays tonight at 8, 5 10-minute plays tomorrow afternoon at 4, and 3 more one-acts tomorrow night at 8 in the Epic Theater. All events are free and open to the public. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.